AfriCultures is Australia's largest African cultural festival, held at Cathy Freeman Park in Sydney. It's a vibrant celebration of African music, dance, food, fashion, and community. I spoke with Fatima Muhammad, Festival Director, about how the event brings people together to honour the rich African traditions.
Well, AfriCultures is a really fun, exciting annual one-day event held in Sydney at Cathy Freeman's Park at the Sydney Olympic Park. The festival celebrates African cultures through food, music, art, fashion, traditional, and anything African, really. Be our 17th year. It is the largest African arts and cultural festival in Australia. And the main aim is just to bridge that cultural gap, increase awareness of the African communities that are in Australia. And also, I think more importantly now, with so many Africans in Australia, it provides a space for the artists, the business, and a lot of cultural expressions in Sydney. The festival is on, obviously, this Saturday, 25th October. We start 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Sydney Olympic Park. So I'd encourage everybody to come down.
What are some of the events you'll have at the Cathy Freeman Park in Sydney?
On Saturday, so the festival's organically grown through communities. So come there on Saturday, you'll find the Food Nile Court, which offers just African cuisine from across the continent, really. We try to balance so that you have food from the East, the West, the North, and Southern Africa. So for a lot of people, especially in Sydney where we live, there's nowhere to go to have African food. So this is the day you can experience real African food. We've got two stages, Kilimanjaro and the Serengeti stage. So that has live music and performance, dance, drumming, and you find both traditional and contemporary acts there. We've got 70 stalls. They're selling everything African, you know, arts, fashion, accessories, homeware, handmade goods. So anything African for the day, you'll get there. The fashion parade is normally, stops everybody. It showcases, you know, design. Just the vibrant African colors. So people are asked to dress up for the day and take part in the fashion show. And there's always prizes for the best dressed male, female, children, community. But that's very exciting, and everybody gets engaged with that. Yeah. We've got the workshops, which is drumming, and the Ethiopian coffee ceremony normally is a favorite with the crowds. Watoto corner, which is the children's corner, a lot of activities, painting, African face painting, which is people are surprised. They go, you do dots like the people in Australia. And it's the dots, mask making, African games. So the festival in itself is very inclusive, not just for African people, designated for everybody to engage, children, families, and just enjoy the vibrant cultures. Yeah. And in fact, we tell people it's cheaper than going to Africa. This way you can experience the diversity in the African continent. Last year we had over 43 different countries present. You know, they didn't necessarily have a stall, but through the survey picked up 43 countries present, and we had over 40,000 people attend the day. So it's a really fun day.
Yeah, sounds like a busy itinerary. A lot happening on Saturday.
Well packed day.
I know you mentioned that AfriCultures is the largest African festival in Australia. Do you get people coming over from other states across Australia?
Definitely. We had people's stalls coming from as far as Perth. This year they haven't made it across Perth, but Melbourne, we've got lots of whether they're jewellery, African fashion, Adelaide, Brisbane, and across the state here in New South Wales. So yeah, they do come across from everywhere now.
AfriCultures is a celebration of African cultures here in Australia. What does an event like this mean for African communities, especially, you know, in terms of identity and representation?
I think a lot of them feel a sense of belonging on the day, and the surveys, there's been an impact survey that was done through AfriCultures, and what comes strongly is it's a day to feel proud of your identity. Doesn't matter which part of Africa you come from, a day of connection, a day of being safe, and also a day of cultural exchange. So people feel like that day gives them the opportunity to exchange their cultures, make friends through culture. So it's very important for the African communities as a day to show off themselves, in other words, yeah, come and, you know, show all their colours.
That was Festival Director Fatima Mohammed speaking to The Wire. You can catch African Cultures this Saturday, 25th of October, at Cathy Freeman Park in Sydney. And unfortunately, that is the end of today's show. Thanks so much for listening wherever you are in Australia. The Wire is a co-production between community radio stations 2SEI in Sydney, Radio Adelaide 4ZZZ and Radio 4EB in Brisbane, with the great support of the Community Broadcasting Foundation and Community Radio Network. Check out all of our stories on our website at thewire.org.au and follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram and LinkedIn. The Wire acknowledges the traditional custodians of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations, where the program has been produced, and we pay our respects to Aboriginal elders past, present and emerging. I'm Amina Shakir, coming to you from 4EB in Melbourne, Victoria. Thanks so much for your company, and we'll see you next time on The Wire.